This tree fort is so cool. Cody's so lucky to have it in his backyard. It's got a rope bridge and everything.
He's fortunate to have a tree fort, and you're fortunate for other reasons. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you have a friend who takes his stuff for granted because he's always had it? Do you wish you could have it too? You know, for lots of people, the opportunity to learn about Jesus is just like that. Getting to learn about God and worship Him is a privilege, something many people don't have. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, "Something Special." "Wow," said Jace as he stared at his cousin Cody's backyard. "Two tree forts with a rope bridge in between them?" He shook his head. "You've got everything." Cody shrugged. Jace climbed up the ladder. "Do you come here all the time?" He coughed and batted the air. "Oh, I guess not. I just ran into a cobweb." Cody scrambled up the ladder, twisted the cobweb onto a stick, and threw it out the window. "I haven't been up here in months." Jace couldn't believe it. "If I had this, I'd be up here all the time." Cody shrugged again. "It's always been here. The people before us built it." Jace stepped out onto the rope bridge. "I wish we could stay longer. I wanted to stay until tomorrow, but Dad wants to drive home tonight so we can go to church in the morning." "What did your pastor talk about last Sunday?" asked Cody. Jace shrugged. "I don't know. I was finishing my cartoon drawing." "Your cartoon?" Cody sighed. "You're the one who doesn't know how good you have it." "Huh?" Jace was confused. "What do you mean?" "I can only go to church when the neighbors take me. But now Dad says I can't go anymore because he's tired of hearing me talk about Jesus. I guess he had a bad experience at church as a kid." Cody ran his hand over the rope bridge railing. "I know this is a nice tree fort, but I'm so used to it, I don't care much about it. I don't think you know how nice it is to hear about Jesus because you've always heard about him. I wish I could go to church every week." Jace drew a big breath. "I never thought about it like that. My family has always gone to church so I can learn about Jesus and be reminded of how much he loves me all the time." He was quiet a moment, then snapped his fingers. "I know. How about I listen to the sermon in church each week, then send you a message on what it was about?" "Really?" said Cody. "That would be great." "Yeah," said Jace. "And I have an extra Bible I'll give you so you can learn about Jesus during the week, too." So how about you? Do your parents take you to church? Do you pay attention and learn all you can about God? Growing up with the opportunity to learn about Jesus and worship Him with others is a gift, something many people don't have. If God has put people in your life who want you to know about Jesus and how much He loves you, so much that He died on the cross to save you, thank Him for it and learn all you can. Our key verse is 2 Peter 3:18.
Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And our key thought for today, appreciate learning about Jesus.
Hey, Zach, why doesn't God always answer our prayers?
Hey, Alexander, I'm so glad to get your question. God does answer our prayers. However, the answer might not be what you wanted the answer to be, or it might take a little while for God to answer it how you hoped. Keep praying and trusting God for His answer. God is faithful to answer our prayers always. Here's what Jesus said about it in Luke chapter 11, verse 9. "So I tell you to ask and you will receive, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you." Alexander, I hope that helps you. Thanks for writing to me. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.